Well, one of the activities that I remember fondly growing up was actually going to the movies. Remember when you had to go to a theater if you wanted to see a film? Well, for our generation, there were many, many opportunities. One of them was the PTA matinees at the local theater where parents would actually drop their kids off en masse so that they could enjoy some peace and quiet, leaving a few chaperones in the theater while we sat there and focused on the double feature. Anybody here remember a double feature? Well, there were also those special times when my mom and my aunt would pack some of us cousins into the car to go to see one of the latest things, one of the latest stories, to hit the big screen. And I was about 10 years old when we went to the movies, and we saw Barbara Streisand filling the big screen in Funny Girl. Any of you remember that first run? It was quite a spectacle, to say the least. And to this day, it's hard to forget Barbara Streisand standing out in front of that tugboat, belting out, "Don't rain on my parade." Interestingly, it appears that that musical, Funny Girl, was responsible for introducing this idiom into our language. The idea of "don't rain on my parade." It carries the meaning of "don't spoil the fun that I'm having." Or maybe it's saying "don't give me reality when I don't want to deal with reality." Or perhaps the bottom line is that we use this phrase as somewhat of a warning that your problems do not need to become my problems. Leave me alone, don't rain on my parade. You get the drift. Well, on this morning, we remember, as we do every year, a parade of sorts. It certainly, from the gospel accounts, would not stand up to a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade or a Tournament of Roses on New Year's Day. Then again, this particular parade served a different function and purpose. It was impromptu. In fact, it was the absolute antithesis of the Roman parades of power to which Jerusalem was accustomed. Looked upon from a particular point of view, Jesus was trying to make a point. The point was that God's message of grace and redemption is now being held up versus the power of Rome. The events of the following week, depending on how you look at them, certainly were evidence, great evidence of reigning on this parade, going from triumph to execution. The story of Holy Week, which begins on Palm Sunday, always for us represents a roller coaster of emotion. From what we can tell by the gospel accounts, the entrance into Jerusalem was somewhat of a celebration and perhaps a bit of feeling on top of the world for Jesus, or at least for his followers. But as we are so well aware, that celebration was fleeting. Things quickly turned, and the rain began to fall on Jesus and his followers' parade. The entry into Jerusalem, which was supposed to be a triumph, was instead followed by intrigue, betrayal by Judas, arrest, trial, and then the added insult of Jesus' followers denying that they knew anything about him. And as we know so well, the story ended in tragedy, in execution. Friends, there was plenty of rain on that parade, plenty of blame to share. And this particular story was so pivotal in our gospel narrative that we return to it every year, each and every year, in all of its unpleasantness. Once again today, we will present a version that's been created for us of the Passion story that's based on Mark's gospel. And as we prepare ourselves today for this experience, I really believe it's an important time for us to reflect and to ask ourselves the critical and the difficult question: how do we continue to reign on Jesus' parade? We do not have to look far to know that the storms continue. They continue every time that fear is the motivator instead of hope. The rain continues every time condemnation replaces grace. The waters continue every time we exclude and do not embrace. We dampen the parade every time individual interests forget about the larger good. And the downpour is especially torrential when we allow religion to be a tool of harm, a tool of exclusion, a tool of isolation, rather than it helping to elevate and to lift up the human spirit and to bring us together because of God's abundant grace. So I ask us now, friends, as we have the opportunity to once again listen to the choir and then move into the presentation of the Passion narrative, to think individually on the subject of how am I? How am I reigning on the parade? And what is it? What is it I might do to make the storm clouds part? Let us be in reflection together.